Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings!
Now I should have cleared my throat before I said greetings. It's another week. Still out here on the highway pounding it. Beat. Dead tired. I don't know if you've ever toured, but we're on the second month of the tour, and man, it'll wear you out. It'll wear you out. A little chilly in the van this morning. Got down to 41 here in Aurora last night. Very comfortable to sleep in, though. I like sleeping in cold air. Makes me hibernate almost. But definitely check out Jokers and Jesters. If you're out on the highway, we'll be moving into Kansas. We've got one more show down in Colorado, and then we roll out into Kansas. We'll be in Kansas for a couple of weeks and then over into Missouri and then finish up in Texas in December. So we're trying to stay a little farther south this year to get out of that weather, because that weather up north can be a bitch in the winter. Sorry, I don't mean to be coughing on you. I got some kind of croupy stuff going on this morning. Don't know what that's all about. But anyhow, let's get into a few little things, things that I want to talk about today. I'm going to get Herman on here shortly. Our president gave a speech where he gave a speech about the Charlottesville thing and then repeated it nearly word for word a couple of seconds later. You believe that? I can. He has every single symptom of somebody with dementia, Alzheimer's, for whatever reason. Yet this boob is our president. Yeah. You remember when Ronald Reagan would make an occasional gaffe and they just climbed on him? He's too old. He's senile. He is a billion times better than this incompetent boob we have as a president right now. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. We have a president that doesn't even know where the hell he's at. And they're going to let him stay there. This is elder abuse. It's elder abuse, and it's abuse to the country. We deserve a leader. Although we're not in much better place with cackling Kamala. That bitch is dumber than a box of rice. And I don't care if you like what I say. I really don't. I am telling you right now that we need some leadership in this country. We need some persons with brains leading this country. Look, inflation's up, housing market's down, gasoline prices are up again. We got the Middle East just absolutely exploding. And yet we have a president who doesn't know what day of the week it is, will repeat himself in a speech just a couple minutes later, and not even know he does it. We've got people to point him to where to stand. He never answers questions. Look, remember when, you couldn't get interviews with some of the other former presidents? The press, as long as they were Republicans, why are you hiding from the press? Why are you hiding from the press? Why are you on vacation while the world's burning? This boob, not a word. The press is 100% biased. The media is 100% biased. The government is 100% biased. And these flaming jackass liberals that are running around this country like locusts, ruining country, state after state after state. Look at California. California, I used to go there as a great place to visit. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was clean. Now it's a shit-filled hellhole where your car will get broken into, where businesses are pulling out. But don't you dare speed on the interstate. Because they do still care about laws where it comes to us law-abiding citizens. When it comes to criminals, not so much. When it comes to law-abiding citizens, they're all about getting you. They're all about regulating your life and telling you what to do and telling you what kind of stove you can cook your food on or what kind of car you can drive. But if you want to go rob a store, shit on the street, or shoot up, go have at it. Good luck. Go get them. Go get them, Tiger. That's your right. That's your right to be a disgusting human being. But if you speed, you're a danger to society. Do you understand how upside down we become? Become ungovernable, folks. Tell them to stick their speed limits up their ass. Tell them to stick their safety belt laws. Tell them to stick it all. Because the criminals do. The criminals don't have to put up with their garbage anymore. The criminals can walk into a store with garbage bags in broad daylight with no fear, take as much as they want. But you better watch your speed out on interstate because we care about safety. This is an upside-down world. This is an upside-down world. Oh, it's going to get a reset. We ain't going to make it to the next election. We're not. We're going to be lucky if we get past this mid-East garbage. Because it's a, look, they have been fighting in that area since the Bible was written. You know, oh, they're so cultured. Yeah, they're so cultured over there in Europe and those places because they started World War I, World War II, and damn near looks like going to start World War III. So don't tell me how cultured they are over there. I love how you people will go over there to Dubai and all them places. Oh, it's so excellent. It's so fantastic. It's so incredible. It's a backwards hellhole. Where's the women, too? You know, cover your face. Cover your head. Your man tells you what to do. But they don't care. They only want to raise hell in the United States. They don't care about over there. Do you get it yet, folks? Is any of this getting through to you? We have gone so upside down in this country as to be ridiculous. So, I've cleared my pipes. Now I'm going to go find Herman in the lobby and bring him back in with me, and we're going to really get this thing underway. And with that out of the way, we're going to start off, again, some shameless self-promotion, and here we go. That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marti.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marti.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marti.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, we're back. Herman's going to be here with us shortly. We'll go back out and get him fair shortly, but let's get into a couple of things. First of all, and it's funny, and this is the whole world. Everybody wants to bitch about the things they want to bitch about, but if you bitch about something they care about, then you're the problem. I'll give you the example I'm talking about. You know that I have been down on the vaccine. You know that I share every death that is unexpected, which, by the way, just another one, fitness influencer Rachel Chase dies unexpectedly. So really healthy people are just dropping dead. It's the number one cause of death. Unexpected death is the number one cause of death in Alberta, Canada. Insurance companies are losing their asses on life insurance claims from perfectly healthy young people that never should be dying. So yes, I'm going to bitch about this vaccine, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks, because it's obvious to anybody with a set of eyeballs and a brain and the ability to think that we have a crisis going on. Now, we've ignored it for years with the kids. The kids that we now pump full of 75 vaccines. I am not anti-vax. That's the next thing they'll threaten you. You're just anti-vax. No, I'm not. I'm just saying we don't need to vaccinate for every damn thing on the planet Earth. This is the point of absurdity. 75 vaccines? What in the hell? They are crushing kids' immune systems. Sudden infant death syndrome. Kids are dropping dead autism has just exploded. But you're shooting your kids full of shit that 90% of what they're getting in them you couldn't pronounce if your life depended on it. Yeah, you don't know what it is. You don't know what it does, but, oh, the government says it's good. So like good little sheep, you fall in line. You don't check. You don't look. You don't investigate. You don't care. The government said it's good, so it must be good. You're so dumb. Her oldest daughter, Anna Chase, confirmed her passing in a statement. She was supportive and kind-hearted, a wildly driven woman with ambition. And now she's dead, and I almost guarantee you it has something to do with the poison. Look, folks, name me a time when this many perfectly healthy people have just dropped dead. And you can't. And it is happening, and it's going to get worse. You people who took this, air quotes, vaccine screwed up, you trusted the government, you'll never be the same. You'll never get it out of your system, and it will eventually kill you. You better know that. So good luck. Remember when you were calling me granny killer and saying that I should be excluded from shit? Well, at least I'm going to say good luck. You bastards were willing to ruin my life. You bastards were willing to corner me and make me take your poison. But I stood my ground and I found a way around it, and I never took it. And thank God I didn't. I haven't had a single vaccine since I was a youth because I trust my body. And when my body won't get me there, I'll go to the other side, and I'll find out what's on the other side. But you're not going to pump me full of your bullshit. I'm watching people. Look around, folks. Everybody's just getting fat. I don't care who it is. Everybody is just getting fat. Why is that? I'll tell you what. I got off all the GMO or modified stuff and all those nasty compounds. I've lost 100 pounds. I have no trouble keeping it off. Why is that? Because the garbage they are feeding you is making you sick, because they make money on you being sick. They make billions on you being sick. That's what they make, billions. Yet you still listen, you still follow, you're good little citizens, you obey your government. That's how you know you're not a good citizen. We were never supposed to obey the government. The government was supposed to represent us and obey us, not the other way around. And Joe Biden and his little fear-mongers are out there, oh, it's your appliances, they're destroying the planet. Bullshit! I'm sick of this global warming. Garbage. Name me one forecaster that can predict the next 7 days. He's got satellites. He's got maps. He's got sensors. He's got everything he needs to know exactly what's going on, but they can't predict 7 days accurately. But we're going to change our lives based on their prediction for 100 years, which they've never, ever got right. Because when I was in school, we were all supposed to be frozen to death by now. But we're going to ruin this country. We're going to ruin our lives. And you know who, you know, we're supposed to care for the poor. The poor is going to pay for it the most. Do you think a poor person can afford an $80,000 electric car that's going to need a battery every 4 or 5 years? Do you really think that's going to happen? And where are all these batteries going to go? Where is all these batteries going? And we're also making these batteries out of rare earth minerals. You all wanted to talk about oil, which is abundant running out, which it never will. Because when a well goes dry, they leave it, it fills back up. Because the process to make oil never stops. It goes on and on and on. It is a renewable resource. But we're going to let Captain Numbnuts, who can't give a speech without repeating himself because he's so senile, we're going to let him ruin the country, take away your gas stoves, take away your gas this, and make you go on this renewable garbage that's already on an electric grid stretched to the maximum. How many times is it going to take for Texas and California to go, hey, don't do your stuff because our grid's overtaxed? And then we're going to put millions of cars on that? It's disgusting the way you idiots are ruining the world for the rest of us intelligent people. The only good news I've gotten recently is that only 2% of America has taken the new vaccine booster. You know what, shot number 82 or some shit like that? Point, does it start working? Never. Because even by their own admission, it does not stop the Rona. It doesn't. It doesn't. Not at all. Not for a second. They admit to that openly. So what are you getting vaccinated for? Isn't the vaccine? Oh, by the way, this came out today. You're going to get a kick. I got to find this. How long do the COVID vaccine side effects last? And when they list all the side effects, not one of them is myocarditis. Even though the possible side effects from COVID vaccines in 2023 include a sore arm, pain, swelling, or redness at the injection site, tiredness, headache, muscle pains and aches, feeling under the weather, fatigue, nausea, chills, and fever. That is all they list. Yet, on the CDC website, it admits that there is an increased chance of myocarditis. But anybody who's been paying attention knows that once you get the vaccine, the real side effects are myocarditis, sudden death, neurological orders. Look at all the stars with all the neurological shit that just popped up. Justin Bieber and Celine Dion, and go down the list. Look at all the people who have disappeared from the limelight. Why have they done that? Now, because they trusted people. Also, there is an enormous surge in cancer in college-age kids. You know, the ones that were forced to take an experimental vaccine to go to school. What they're doing is criminal. What they're doing is on the level of Nuremberg Code violations. The story is being hidden. They are trying so desperately to keep it out of everybody's sight. But it's becoming too large to hide. And day after day, somebody who shouldn't have died just is not normal. And also, I love it. If you've had the Rona, I got it. It was nothing. It was nothing more. I've had flus that were worse. But run out. Run out. Take an experimental vaccine. Take a chance that it won't kill you for a 99% survivable virus. See, we have safety. The safety generation has ruined this country. We just try to make it safe. You're ruining it. Freedom is not safe, kids. Freedom means that you can make decisions that are not safe decisions. But we're here. We are here. We are stuck with this. And people are dropping dead, and you're turning a blind eye to it. But again, the only real hope I have, it says only 2% of America has taken the booster shot. Too bad it took you to ruin your life to realize that you've ruined your life. Because you'll never be the same. Once you got that poison, you're never the same. There's never a day you'll go back to being the same. You have a poison in you that'll be in you forever and will probably kill you sooner. You're not allowed to say any of those things, though. You're not allowed to say that. You're supposed to be good little soldiers and roll your sleeve up and let Uncle Sam stick his little prick in you. And all these autopsies and all these fibrous tumors that they're pulling out of people. Sure, go ahead. Go get another shot. I'm sure this one will be different. Maybe this one will work. Because when do you call your provider? Redness or tenderness where the shot was given is worse after 24 hours. What about when you're dead? Can you call them then? Can you call them then? They're answering everything except for the deaths. But you're going to pay. You are going to pay. Look at that there. Fitness influencer. Just drops dead. How old was she? Here she was. They don't give her age. I'd say she's in her 40s if I had to guess. I would say she's in her 40s if I had to guess. What a shame. Why is there any investigations? Why are they so desperate to keep this quiet? Why are they so desperate to not look into it? Because they know what they're doing. This isn't by accident. Folks, they've been saying it for years, and now they're doing it.
We need to reduce the population of the planet Earth because there are too many people for us to control. I mean, for this planet to survive.
You have to really, really, really ignore the facts. Just think that this vaccine was anything but an abomination. And, see, I understand why you don't want to talk about it, because you were dumb enough. You fell for it. Now you're worried. You're scared to death because you see the people dying. You see the people having cancers. You see all this. You see it. It's everywhere for you to see, but you don't want to admit that you were wrong and that you were duped. Again, the phrase, it is easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled. And that's where we're at. People are dropping dead way earlier because of the Rona. It's not. It is absolutely, positively not because of the Rona. But here we are. Roll up your sleeve. Get another booster. We redesigned this booster. That's the other thing the person said when I... They said to me, you got to quit talking about the vaccine because the previous vaccine for the swine flu saved me. How, prove that. By the government's own admission, their vaccines are 50% effective for the flu, by their own admission. And that's a high number. They say actually it's more in the 35 to 40% range. So, how do you know that if you didn't have problems with that flu, that it was because of the vaccine and not because of your body taking care of it? Because there's only a 30 to 40% chance that it actually helped you. So there's more likely odds that your body handled it itself and that you just screwed it up by putting some poison in it. There are vaccines that do work. The rabies vaccine. And the rabies vaccine is needed because rabies is 100% fatal. In other words, if Ebola was in the United States with a 90% death rate and a vaccine that was effective was around, then it would actually lower the number of deaths. Same with rabies. The rabies vaccine actually works. it actually prevents rabies. So if it actually prevents rabies, it's a vaccine that works. I'm for vaccines that work. You get what I'm saying? I'm not anti-vax. I just don't think that we need a vaccine for everything. The flu especially. Because the flu is not that deadly.
Well, people have died from it.
Yeah, they have. But people die from a lot of things. Running around fearing death and doing the things that we're doing is not the way to solve this problem. Especially when your vaccine, look, if your vaccine's 50%, how do you know it saved anybody? Seriously, which means that there's a 50-50 chance it works and a 50-50 chance that it doesn't work. How do you know that when you didn't get it, it wasn't because of your body instead of the vaccine? Oh, wait. While you try to do that calculation in your head. So if you got the shot, and you didn't get the flu, and the shot's 50% effective, how do you know you wouldn't have gotten the flu anyhow? I've never taken a flu shot. I never will take a flu shot. Because of that exact reason. Look at the ingredients. Pull up the sheets. Go online. Look at the ingredients. They're putting mercury in these things. You know, don't touch it. It's mercury. It's deadly poison. Here, take an injection of it. What? You use any form of common sense on this, none of it makes sense. It doesn't. It doesn't make a lick of sense, not even the teeniest lick of a sense. Don't get it, folks. Why do you put such blind faith in a government that has got the lowest rating of any institution in the United States? Why do you trust boobs that can't balance a budget? Why do you trust boobs that act like grade school kids? Why do you think people that can't sit down and debate like adults know better than yourself? Why? Why do you trust that? Why do you let that happen? Why do you go along with that? But you do. You just march in line like good little soldiers. That's what you do. I'm telling you, folks. Until you take the time to really look at stuff, stand your ground, and you're going to keep believing these people, you're going to have problems. You're going to have some real problems. And you better wake up to that. They are not doing things for your benefit right now. They are running you scared with fear after fear after fear, and pushing their bullshit agenda on you, and you're going right along with it. Oh, who's on football tonight? We are reliving history. I'm starting to see a lot of people talking about The Fourth Turning, a book I've been talking about for 25 years. I've seen a lot of people suddenly waking up to the fact that we are in a cycle. And it's a cycle because we don't learn. That's why. If you don't learn, you will repeat your mistakes. It's been one of the things. Those that do not live know their history are destined to repeat it. Everybody knows these phrases, but nobody pays them any mind. Oh, no, it's much different now. No, it's not. It's the same cycle. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and we have absolute power right now. We have a government that is not you, they can't be held accountable for anything. Look, there are letters, there are proof, there are communications that Hunter Biden got paid millions of dollars from a Chinese executive that his dad was in the room when the phone call was made. His dad bought a mansion after his son got $1 million worth of. See, that's what I'm saying. It's all there. But you will not believe it because he's your guy. None of them are your guys. All of them are bought and paid for by people with much more money than you. That's a fact. They quit representing the American public about 25, 30 years ago completely. We're to the point where they are openly. They will sit on a committee that makes rulings over certain sales transactions and stocks and then go make millions on those stocks. Probably billions too. Look what Pfizer made. They made, you paid for the development. They didn't pay that money back. They didn't pay any of that money back. They're not responsible for any liabilities, and yet they're making billions. What a sweetheart deal. Don't you wish you could get a deal like that, where you could get paid by the government to make your product, and then you get 100% of the profits with no chance of being sued? That's a sweetheart deal right there. That's one of them deals you can't turn down. You see what I'm saying? So here you are. Here you are, poisoned. You're a genetically modified organism now. That's what you are. That's exactly what you are. You're going to sit there and you're going to take your little shot. You're going to be your good little soldier. You're going to be a good little slave. That's what you're going to be. The question is, when are you going to wake up? President Biden tells a Charlottesville riot story only to replicate it 2 minutes later, almost word for word. Of course, he's so bought into this hysterical narrative. And again, people who watched what was said and watched what was done. Oh, Trump, he praised the racist. No, he did not. Quit it with the damn lying. See, you people want to run around and say people say things that I watched it. What about this Palestinian protesters overtake of the White House? Why is that not an insurrection? Why has that not got a committee looking into it? Why is that not 20? Hell, you can't even find that story in the news. Because it's the correct party and Operation Mockingbird is in full effect. Obama signed into law the fact the government can use psychological operations on American people. Don't believe me? Check it out. It happened. And now they are doing just that, like good little dictators, you know, ones who sign executive orders rather than debating and getting legislation like we were designed to do. I think personally, president should be stripped of the power to proclaim a law. That was supposed to be for short emergency type things. Biden did over 100 of them. I think it should be every law must go through Congress and be debated and be voted on. We were never meant to be a dictatorship. The president should never have the power to, by a decree of his pen, declare a single thing, whether that be a Republican president or a Democrat president. No president should have the power to rule as a dictator because we are not a dictatorship. Well, we are now. We're a banana republic right now because they are prosecuting with their offices Donald Trump. That's a fact.
He's got 90 felony charges. There's probably something in there.
I can bring charges on anybody. But we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in this country. And that, my friends, has gone by the wayside. That has gone by the wayside. Biden stated, you remember those folks walking out into the fields, literally carrying torches with Nazi swastikas, holding them forward, singing the same vicious anti-Semitic bile, the same exact bile, the bile that was sung in Germany in the early 30s. A young woman was killed. A young woman was killed. He is so gone in the brain as to not be funny. And see, here's the thing. Again, they want to go back to this lie. Trump said, I thought there were some very fine people on both sides. He was talking about the debate on the statues as to whether they should stay or go. Y'all want to conflate it to he was with the Nazis. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. This is all a big sham. It's totally designed to spread hate and discontent. That's what it's designed to do. They're making shit up. They're pushing a false narrative. And the media is playing along in lockstep like little mockingbirds. I'm telling you, folks. How long are you going to put up with this? And not to mention what's going on overseas. Look, here's the thing. And there's people taking sides, you know, oh, I'm for the Israels. So, you know, it's like a football game almost. There has been fighting in that area since time immemorial. Certain people just fight. You're not allowed to say that, though. That's racist. Explain it to me. Explain it to me. Why isn't Switzerland fighting all the time? Why not? What makes them any different? Why has the Congo been fighting since time immemorial? We've been hearing about battles in Africa for how long? The Hutsis and the Tutsis and the Wootsies and all that other shit. The Middle East, no different. The Palestinians, the Arabs, the Jews have been fighting. They were fighting in the Bible and they're still fighting. And then, you know, Biden's given billions with a B to the Iranians. Huh. Wonder where they got all the money to get all that weaponry to have a battle. Must have been a big tent sale or something so they could afford it. Certainly had nothing to do with the money we sent them. I'm sure that billions that was sent to them was all doled out in humanitarian aid to their people. Right? Right? You get what I'm saying, man? And see, like I said, all these changes are being brought about based on lies. Not how these people, Biden's not responsible for the gasoline. Biden is directly responsible for the gasoline prices because Biden shut down the pipeline that by now would be bringing us millions of barrels of oil from Canada, so we would not be reliant on the unstable Middle East. Biden shut down drilling on American leases, which we were energy independent under Trump, and we no longer are. Remember the $2 a gallon gasoline? I do. I was traveling. Man, it was great. Now I'm out here spending $4 a gallon because Captain Numbnuts shut down our drilling, shut down oil import, shut down the pipeline. He said on his campaign trail, I am going to put oil business out. I'm going to put them out of business. He said that. But this isn't a conspiracy theory. It's the man's own words. So here we are. Here we are. $4, $5 a gallon of gas, $8 in California because they're idiots. Got crime running rampant in every major Democrat city. In San Francisco, so that you can detour all the shit on the sidewalks. Got needles. We got people living in the streets. But everything's okay. It's good. We've got a Democrat in there now. Where's the Code Pink pussy hats? Where are the anti-war protesters? See, war is good when Democrats do it. But I think it's bad when both sides do it. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? When are you finally going to go, nah, I'm not going to do that? It's time to change the government. It's time to change who's in Washington. It's time to put these people out to bed. Here we are, watching the dumb shits run us down the toilet and run us. What are you going to do when World War III hits? Why are all these countries passing out radiation pills? Is it because they don't think we're really close to doing something stupid? Oh, by the way, Biden ran a nuclear test. But that's not warmongering. That's not saber-rattling. If a Republican was in office right now, if this was Donald Trump, the press would be losing its shit collectively. But because it's Biden, oh, no, there's nothing wrong. Oh, who even knows they did a nuclear test? I mean, seriously, oh, come on. Why are you guys so for Trump? Provide facts, and they will completely ignore them. They will. They'll just ignore them. Let's take a wander over on Drudge. I'm kind of curious as to what Drudge is saying on all this stuff. Like I said, Drudge at one point in time was a very good source of news. Now it has become totally a liberal bastion of bullshit. Let's see what Drudge has up. War leaves Saudi prince dream of new Mideast in tatters. There'll never be a new Mideast. Those people have never got along. They never will get along. They won't. And they're all back in the dark ages. Hamas leader holds talks with top Iranian official. Iran has been a problem ever since Jimmy Carter caused it. Again, a weak, ineffectual leader. The only thing that makes Jimmy Carter happy is the fact that Biden is a worse president by far. These are two of the worst presidents in the history of the United States. No, but Jimmy Carter's a good person. He may be a good person, but he was a shitty president. I lived through it. You had to know somebody to get a job at a fast food restaurant. 100,000 protesters marched through London, fury in the streets of New York City. Where did all those people come from that are having that fury? Because was it from the open border? Look what's coming across the border, folks. It's not women and children. You can see that. It's military age men, perfectly healthy, who should be in their own country, fixing their own country, rather than fleeing. Where's the lines of men leaving the United States? Where? Where are they? Where are the hordes of men leaving the United States? Where are they at? Where are they at? Oh, Hezbollah steps up. And see, here's the thing. And I'm this way on this. Okay? We all want to, all these protesters want to go out there and talk about how horrible the Israel response is. Look at our response in World War II. Was it horrific? When we nuked them to save our troops, to keep from having to invade Japan? Because we are the only country that's ever used nuclear weapons in battle. So now ask yourself, was that a measured response? And my answer to that is, don't start nothing and there won't be nothing. When you come out and you attack people, when they respond, I'm going to tell you what. Whatever you hit me with, I'm going to hit you with worse. For one simple reason, I'm going to make a point. Point is, don't F with me. Because if you just do equal, then it's an equal exchange, and then nobody has a deterrent. But if they know that if they hit you, you're going to beat them, they won't hit you. They won't. But if you're going to, oh, I'm going to give a measured response, well, then you ain't going to get nowhere. You've got to give a response that makes people fear your response. Unfortunately, that's what the animals of the world understand. Oh, don't call the Palestinian animals. Hey, look, you're beheading babies, being women in the street. You're killing families in their houses. That's what an animal does. And there's only one way to deal with animals. That's with extreme violence back. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of a world. Somebody can be violent and you're supposed to just go, oh, I've got to have a measure. No. Violence. You meet violence with violence. And if you meet violence with violence, violence goes away. It's this, oh, we have to have a measured response that creates violence. Because animals know one thing. Don't screw with somebody who will fight back harder than you attack. They'll attack you if you're going to give them an equal response, then that's an even exchange. But if you give them more than they gave you, that's not an even exchange. So they don't want to deal with that. They don't. But the Middle East is going to boil over. It'll probably lead us into World War II. And that's just the end of it. I mean, World War III. Oh, I made the same gaffe Trump made. I must be losing my mind because everybody will attack anybody who's speaking against them. Here you are. Here you are. We are sitting here on the brink of World War III with a guy who shits his pants and doesn't know where he's at. China sends warships to the Mideast. Pentagon, more deployment orders. Where is Code Pink? Oh, here's another one. Talk about your triggered little bitches moment. They were doing a trivia thing. And they, Michigan State's apologizing after an image of Adolf Hitler appeared appeared on a stadium video board Saturday night prior to the game. Said the scoreboard content came from a third-party source. The school will no longer use that source. Inappropriate content by a third-party source was displayed. We are deeply sorry for the content that was displayed. Oh, my God, it was a picture. So quit being little bitches. Trivia question. But we're so freaking triggered that a picture of Hitler as part of a trivia question requires a gut-wrenching, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, a picture offended you. A bunch of little bitches. There ain't a man left in this world. We are just being overrun by little soy boys and their little cars. All this over, oh, it's such a shame. And God has let us down. Many American Jews feel abandoned. You think? I don't know why you've been for the Democrats for all these years anyhow. I really don't know. I really don't know. Look at who the news is attacking. They're attacking Elon Musk, Russell Brand, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Anybody who's conservative and against the liberal agenda is an enemy and must be destroyed. No matter how they do it, whether it be hook or crook. And it's funny that once you speak out against the regime, the sexual charges start. You know, the ones that require nothing other than believe all women. Remember? We're supposed to believe all women. Even though many, many, many times they've been proven to be lies, we still believe all women. Because only men are disgraceful. I swear, people. I don't know. It is, if this type of coordinated attack was foisted on women, they would crumble. But men, we have to go about our business while we're being told that, you know, we built this country. I saw a guy say to a woman, and it's the truth, if guys suddenly decided that you didn't have rights, you wouldn't have rights. And he ain't wrong. Because if it came down to a battle, women cannot. Look, the Marines ran a test. And when they ran that test, they found out that every single category, the mixed units, underperformed the all-male units in every single test. Because it goes back to the old line, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you have women in your unit, they are the weakest link, period, because they are not equal to men. They are not physically equal to men. That is a fact. And in war, breaking shit is all that matters. We'll take a break, and I shall be right back. Well, maybe not. Ah, oh, man. Don't you love it when you're having trouble with your electronics? And that's what we're having right now. My computer has lost connection with my Wi-Fi, a personal hotspot. So now I've got to do it again and reconnect it. And you, unfortunately, are dealing with it because I have to deal with it. I'd like to play a commercial. I'd like to do a lot of things, but my phone's not cooperating. My computer's not cooperating. Damn, man. This is a real pain in the buttocks. I cannot figure out why my Wi-Fi will not connect. Okay, wait a minute. Is it going to finally come up? Yeah, we go. Look at that. Finally, we're back connected. Well, let's see if we can do the commercial now. Be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
All righty. Back for the home stretch. Man, but seriously, folks, what's it going to take for you to finally just wake up and go, this is tilted wrong? I mean, I'm out here in Colorado, and Denver has been ruined by the people from California. Because Denver used to be a pristine little city. And now there's just people camping on streets, sidewalks, outside stores, all that stuff. And here we are. And that's considered compassion. You watch the prices of everything going up, especially housing, especially rental, and you ask yourself why. Well, look around. Look what's going on right now. All these major corporations are buying up property. Bill Gates, why is he buying up all the farmland? The signs are everywhere. The signs are everywhere. But yet you choose to ignore it. Put your head down in the sand, you watch your football, and you just say, politics is so above me. And then your world just slides into the shitter. And you're letting it happen. You are letting it happen. We should be standing our ground. We should be standing up by now. I mean, you let the government use your kids as pawns to make you do things. Oh, it's for my children, so I'll do it. Well, then why won't you stand up right now to this garbage for your children? Why not? Why are you letting this happen? Why are you letting your country go down the toilet? That's my question. Why? You'll let them do, they'll let them get rid of gas grills to save your children. Yet when it comes down to really doing something to save your children, you won't get up off your ass. And this country's swirling down the toilet. It's just swirling down the toilet. And we like to think that we're immune from things happening to us, but we're not. We are the farthest thing from immune. We are. It's just sad to watch a great country implode. And it's going to be even worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's not going to get better. As long as we keep doing the same things over and over again, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better till somebody stands up and goes, no, enough, I've had it, I'm finished, I'm through. That's when it will change. Until that day, we will get more and more of the same. It will just be the next big thing that happens to the country. So when are you going to do something? Next election? It's what you've been saying for years. But you keep sending the same people back election after election after election after election. Got dinosaurs in there. You're forced to retire from your job, but they can sit there and poop their pants and still get a paycheck. I'm always curious as to what it's going to take. What is it going to take for you to just go enough? Because we're getting to the point where it won't matter what you think. Oh, it won't. Very, very shortly, it won't matter a second what you think. And always remember, I've said it before, the biggest cause of death in the world has been government. Yeah, there's murders. Gotcha. Yeah, there's rapes. But when you get down to the get down of it, the worst of the worst is done by governments. Communism has killed millions. Americans have killed millions. Governments of all branches of the world have killed millions, if not billions. Yet they somehow have managed to not get caught up in the blame of all the deaths they've caused. individuals may kill an individual, but they don't kill thousands. Not even Jim Jones got the thousands. He only got the hundreds. There's not a killer, individual killer in the world that has even got to a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of a percent what the government has done. Yet people still trust governments. Why? Why do you trust a proven killing machine? That's what the government is. A proven killing machine. Yet you trust them. Right now, you are not being told anything that's true. I just don't get it. I don't get how you can be so unconcerned about what's happening. I don't. I don't understand how you can just let it be the way it is. Very soon, all the decisions will be taken out of your hand. Once the boys start swinging the big dicks and the nukes come out, the world's over. We're set to go into a period of absolute the worst. And it's going to be because you have sat by and watched these idiots in Washington. You have sent them back, and they have time and time again shown how inept they are, how unable they are to make any compromise. But see, that's the way now. There's no such thing as compromise. My way or the highway, every single second. And the AI we've started, we've created a new problem that will not go away. We have created a new problem that will get worse and worse and worse. And we never should have dabbled in it. But here we are. Here we are. We are at the place every movie said we would be in. Question about that one too. How come all these movies so accurately predicted where we are? Coincidence? What was it by? What exactly caused it? Just an accident? Just two lines coinciding? Or again, if you pay any attention to the conspiracy theorists, tell you what they're going to do before they do it. When you start applying that phrase to so many different things, it brings a clarity to it. It brings a clarity to it. It does. So it's either coincidental or it's real. And how many coincidences can happen before it becomes real? I tell you, folks, we are in some very dangerous times. They're going to require you to step up to the plate and stand your ground. Question is, will you? Or will you just let them go on with whatever they're doing and just sit by and go, it's out of my hands? Because once freedom's gone, they ain't going to give it back. Know that. Freedoms lost are never given back. They're never given back. And if you look at all the news around the world that's problems, every single time it's the government. All your major problems come from the government. California's riskiest volcano is very active. Eruption coming. I'm just growing disheartened, folks, because I feel like I'm alone. I feel like that nobody is going to get on this idea of standing up. And what we're going to do is we're going to watch the governments once again lead us down the path of destruction. Was World War I caused by people or by governments? Was World War II caused by people or by governments? By governments. World War III will be caused by governments. Because individual people can't start a world war. It's when you allow a leader to become a dictator. That's what we are in the United States. We used to have a president who was a leader. Now he's a dictator. Leaders can convince you to follow them. Dictators order you to follow them. Truly was a world problem of climate, you would have no trouble convincing people on board. The same way, like when they were like, get your mask on. And they had such a hard time getting people to wear their fucking face diapers. Become ungovernable, folks. Government is the real evil. There does need to be a certain amount of government. There does need to be a certain amount of rules. The rules should be determined by the people and not by the government. The government is supposed to represent the people, but the government represents the big money. Don't believe me? Look at Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp. She came in a poor, slutty bartender, and now she is a multi-millionaire who wears dresses that says eat the rich, all the while being rich. It's a show. It's a sham. They don't believe a word they say. And go to Washington, get corrupted. That's what happens. Because the money there is so thick that you can't help it. I don't get what it's going to take. Because all you got to do is look at what's going on around you. There's just a ton of stuff going on. None of it good. Well, they're trying to tell, well, the economy's not okay. The economy is staggering trying to figure out what to do. And we sure as hell can't keep affording to pay for these immigrants like we've been paying for them while letting our veterans sleep on the streets. We want to make sure the immigrants don't. Because we're a land of immigrants. We're a land of legal immigrants who came in by a process and didn't just storm the border and expect to be taken care of. And also, if you look at the pictures of Ellis Island back in the day, there was a lot of men and women and children. There was a mixture. There was families. There were women and children. You look at the invasion going on now. It is military-aged men. Sorry to be delivering facts. Because the press will not deliver a single fact. They won't. They sure will not. I'm sorry, I just don't know what to say anymore. You can say it 100 times over 100 different ways, but until people start taking some form of action to turn things back, this problem will not get better. It won't. It will come to a head in a world war where people will follow their idiotic government once more down the path of global destruction. And it won't be, it will not be terrorists losing their lives. It will not be your dignitaries suffering, because they never do. In World War II, there was no suffering of the elite emperors. Matter of fact, they were made to be, they had to keep their status as part of the surrender. The people bore the brunt. The rulers never do. People bear the brunt of all the bad decisions of government. The government never bears the brunt of anything it does. They never get prosecuted. They never lose their pay. They never lose their job. They just go on and on and on. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy as her driver. Nothing was done to her. Eric Swalwell slept with a agent. Nothing was done to him. Joe Biden has accepted millions of dollars from the Chinese government. Nothing has happened to him. If you don't report a $600 expense, you will be run down the rails. You will be financially ruined. You will be destroyed. Because there's accountability for the slaves, but not the slave owners. And we are not represented anymore. Again, we are dictated to. We are dictated to. Lifelong politicians, we are dictated to. I just get tired sometimes. I'm out on the road. I'm tired from traveling to begin with. But then you add to it this constant cackling of dummies who trust a government that has never really done anything correct by mere chance and happenstance that they've ever got anything right. To be honest with you. Well, anyhow, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm disgusted that we are going to get driven into World War III, and you're going to let Captain Senile Pants drive us there. Seriously, that's what you're going to do. Oh, man. This has been a fight with my computer. This is just unreal, folks. So anyhow, I'm just going to sign off a couple of minutes early because I reached the end of my rope. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm finished. I hope any of this hit home with you. And once again, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. when he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear. Tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.